Yeah, this is 4868. I had a hard stop on Cedar and Barnes, and a lady fell, and she hit her nose. It's got a little scratch, but we wanted to report it.
Okay, so in the future, we need to be reporting these immediately when they happen, okay? So this was at Cedar and Barnes, correct?
It's right by the light by, what's after Cedar Barnes, coming this way to Sunset.
Okay, so is this after the turn onto Barnes from Cedar? Is that the stop we're asking about, the next stop after that?
Correct. When we turned, it was the next stoplight.
Okay, and that must be the entrance to, so Barnes and Cedar Hills, I think, is what you're talking about, the entrance to that little business park where the Outback Steakhouse and everything is?
Well, yes. It's the next light, though.
The light after that, are we talking about Valeria View? Are we talking about Valeria View, the very next light?
Sorry about that. My phone dropped. Were you talking?
Yeah, so the next light after the first light after you make the turn onto Barnes from Cedar Hills is going to be the entrance to that business park. The light after that is going to be Valeria View. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, it is. Valley View?
Okay, so Valeria View. And what was the cause of the hard stop?
Red light.
Okay, so there was a red light and that just changed and you weren't able to get to stop safely, slowly. Got it. Okay, anybody need medical at this point?
Not at this point.
Okay, and is she going to leave information with you at all in case she needs to file a claim?
Yes, she is.
Okay, I copy. We'll get the supervisor heading your way. Again, if she changes her mind and actually needs medical, definitely let me know. About how old is she?
42.
Okay, I copy. And you said the injury was primarily her nose. She had a little cut on her nose. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, I copy. Well, if she doesn't mind medical, probably won't be sending the supervisor at this point. I will send you an acid number. I do want you to fill out a company report when you get back to the garage tonight, and I hope you have a better day.